And you know I don't watch that shit.
Why not? Too scared?
No, it's just, what's the point? They're all the same. Some stupid killer stalking some big-breasted girl who can't act, who's always running up the stairs when she should be going out the front door. It's insulting.
What are you waiting for, huh?
Because nobody admits anything they've done!
Hello, boils, ghouls, non-binary creatures of the darkness. We are back with another episode of the Scream Queens. I'm Cece.
And I am Jess. Cece, what's up?
What's up? I am pumped for tonight.
Oh my God, I'm more pumped. I have a cup of coffee.
I mean, that's fair. I just took a nap, so hopefully that helps.
Ooh, okay. All right. So,
yeah, we're running off some weird steam here, but it's okay.
Hey, we're doing it. That's all that matters.
Exactly. So, everyone, yes, we have an exciting episode tonight. We have brought on some of our favorite people from HHN365.
Yes.
And we are going to talk, well, let's introduce them first.
Yes.
Jess, do you want to take that away?
Sure. All right. So I'm going to go in order of who I see in the recording room. We're going to start with Mike. Mike, what's up?
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for having us.
Yeah, I'm so glad we have you and Nico on now. We had Duff before, but...
Yeah, I'm glad I could get on here.
Yes.
Yeah. So I said Nico. Nico, what's up?
Hey, howdy. Hey, yeah, it's great to be here. It's good to finally have somebody else record a podcast instead of me having to sit along. This is great for me. I can just sit back and relax for this.
Right? Exactly.
I will stress out for you this time. Just enjoy.
Sounds great.
And last but not least, Duff, welcome back.
Hey, thanks. Glad to return from my 1 week hiatus off screen.
I think you beat Hunter now, like in how quickly you've returned on the show.
Yeah. Listen, the only reason I podcast at this point is to beat Hunter at things, so I'm ecstatic.
I relate to that on so many levels now. And the trivia episode trivia episode didn't help that, but you know.
Hey, he didn't win either. He didn't win either.
I thought we put on a really valiant effort.
It was. It was.
But, yeah, you know, Bruce got us in the end. Oh, well, thank you. Well, tap myself on the back. All right, let's get into it, Cece.
Yeah, let's not talk about my episode on theirs, but that's okay. Let's move on. It's all good. I had fun.
That's all that matters.
Exactly. So, since they're here, we don't really have any additional news this week because this might go a little long just because we have a lot going on. We figured we would let them promote their upcoming charity event. So we'll let them have that floor for a minute here. Whoever wants to speak on behalf of you guys.
You're good at that. Yeah.
Oh, thanks. Oh, I have talent. so we are hosting a charity event. It has actually been pushed back. We're going to be doing it on Sunday, February 28th, starting at 7 p.m. We're basically bringing a bunch of creators in the theme park community to bring a lot of fun, play games, raise money, and come together for Winter Blunderland, a night for charity. So we are still looking for people to participate in these games. We are looking for people to enter our raffles that we have, including art from everyone's favorite HHN artist, Shelby. I'm not going to give like every single detail here because I don't want to take up all the time. But if you want to check us out on social media at HHN365 on Twitter and Instagram, you can find out exactly what we'll be raffling away. Still some things to be announced in this coming week, I believe, and exactly how our schedule will be working and then how you can donate. And hopefully we see everybody there. I know we'll see you two there. You're a part
yes.
of it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We are so excited.
I'm very excited. I'm excited to make my quiplash return.
Oh, yeah. The quiplash queen over here.
Yeah. I came so close, but it's okay.
This is going to be fun. We're going to have new questions, too, for our quiplash games. So.
Awesome.
Is there a Steve Cream penalty?
Yes.
There will be that. That will be announced at a later time. There is going to be a Steve Cream penalty, and it will be a financial penalty.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, okay.
For a good cause.
That's okay.
That's it's fair. All for a good cause. Yeah, this is all for charity, as Duff said. It goes to Cast Member Pantry and the Black Youth Project, two things that we're very passionate about here. So yeah, we really hope it's a good time. Minimum donation is going to be $2 for that. For the raffle.
You can donate less if you just want to donate.
Yeah, if you just want to donate, that's fine. And if you don't feel like donating, but you want to try to support there, I completely understand. You can watch the stream. It will be live on YouTube.
Awesome.
Wow, yeah, that's awesome.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
The schedule is still going to be released, but I believe HHN's 365 is going to be kicking it off. We're going to be going first. So keep an eye out for that.
Okay. And we'll definitely share it on Twitter as well. We always do a separate post for the promo corner. So we'll do one all about the event.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yeah, of course.
All right.
Should I explain the main segment?
Go for it.
Yeah, do it.
All right. So we're trying to switch it up every other week with our HHN content. We don't want to bombard you guys with history. We don't want to bombard you guys with lists. But this week we wanted to bring the guys on and do something creative. So I asked everyone to bring in their top five dream intellectual properties for HHN. And it can be anything. It can be a Disney property that you know is never going to happen. But we're still going to talk about it and just kind of gush about why we think it would be a great house or a scare zone even. Doesn't have to be a house.
Oh, I wish I knew that. That's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Oh, I don't have rules. Just didn't make shows up. That was the only thing I was like, that seems hard.
Right. Yeah.
But I think it's time to get into it. I'm very excited to hear what you guys all brought.
I'm excited to hear everything too. Ooh, okay. So how should we do this is the question. Should we do I don't know. What do you think, Jess?
I'm just going to call on people how we do the brackets and the rankings.
Sure.
Just going to give everyone a floor and you guys talk about it for a couple minutes. Don't go too long because we're going to be here all night. There's five of us, but tell us why you think it should come to HHN. So
yeah,
CeCe, I'm going to start with you.
Of course.
I always got to put you on the spot. We don't want the guests to go first and be uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's terrible.
All right.
Yeah. We don't do that on our show.
Let me think of a good one.
No, never.
let me see that. I'm trying to think of a good one that to start it off here. So I can't take credit for this one because it was a rumor in an HHN, or not a rumor, but like a something, I don't know, in the HHN Facebook group. But I saw this and I got very excited. It's almost reminiscent of a Billie Eilish house in a way. And this, okay, so hear me out. Mm. Tyler, the Creator house.
Oh.
See, when I heard that, I was like, okay, that would be amazing because I don't know if you're all familiar, but, you know, he has a lot of dark, like, at least his past songs, a lot of dark songs, mm-hmm. Music videos. So I felt like it would have been very similar to what we would have seen from Billie Eilish. I had the same vibe. So I feel like it could work for a music house. So I thought that was really cool. And I was really excited and I wanted to talk about that one.
Oh, I don't know him very well. So,
okay. Yeah. I was a huge fan, years ago. Like I'm not following as much now, but, I'm still a fan, but I was definitely a big, big fan, many years ago. And I just feel like that vibe is, he's got that spooky vibe, like, so it definitely would work, I feel.
Yeah, I think that matches pretty well. And I'm 100% down if we get a Frank Ocean feature out of it. So,
oh, heck yeah. Yes.
Remind me, because I'm a grandma. I don't know anything. Is Tyler, the Creator, the one in the video who's like, I was talking? Is that him? It's like him and a girl cooking in a kitchen. And yes. She's like, and he's like, I was talking.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, that's all I know about him. I'm sorry. I'm ignorant.
He's also the like, oh no, I hope I don't fall.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Give me
TikTok
references. That's the only thing.
Yeah, he's a musician. He's also the show Loiter Squad. It was on Adult Swim for a while. So you've probably seen skits from that as well. But yeah, he's great.
Okay. Tyler, the Creator at HHN. Who knows, honestly? Someone will be pissed off about it.
Oh yeah. Somewhere.
Sure. Oh, for sure.
Yeah, he's a controversial guy. I will say that.
Oh, yeah. Is he?
To get into more details about him, imagine having a room in the house around the song "She." Speaking of Frank Ocean,
yeah, let's like not
that'd be
do that.
That would be yeah. problematic.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
I don't mean some of like those really, really dark ones, but you know, I'm sure like something could work, like Yonkers or something. Mm. Almost, just because I don't know, the cockroach and the contacts in his eyes and stuff like that.
That was, so he was very Billie Eilish before Billie Eilish was.
Exactly.
Like, or she was even in middle school, even.
Right. Yes. And that's what I'm saying. Like, her, because I really recently kind of got into her and I was like, you know, her videos really remind me of Tyler the Creator. So that's where I get that same vibe there.
I like it. I think it could work.
Yeah. I'm a big fan.
Can we call it Golf Wang? Just that's
the name of the house. I love it. I love it. Or actually, Flognaw. Either one.
I don't understand anything. I'm old.
Okay. Yeah, I'm right there with you.
Do we get old on future though? Do we get like Earl sweatshirt and we get those? Yeah, that'd be good.
That'd be great.
See, the thing is, once we start bringing others in, it's going to get real problematic because I don't know how many songs you're going to get out of them.
Yeah, just keep it with Frank Ocean. That's good.
All right, so Tyler, the Creator. All right, I'm going to call him one of the guys. Mike, what's your first one?
Sure. So I have a list of five, and then I have a couple of honorable mentions. So I'll just kind of do the two honorable mentions together. So the two honorable mentions, I put them as honorable mentions because they're technically both intellectual properties that have been utilized at the event before, but it's been a really, really long time. And so that was the Friday the 13th. We haven't seen, I think, well, we got Freddy and Jason like back in 2015, but we haven't had a standalone Friday the 13th house until like Carnival of Carnage.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I feel like Jason is definitely my favorite of like the Titans of Terror. I think he's definitely underutilized at Halloween Horror Nights. I think it would be really, really cool to get another good like Camp Crystal Lake style haunted house or maze at HHN. So that's my first honorable mention. And along the same lines is, and I know it was kind of heavily rumored in 2016 and it did not happen, I want a Hitchcock house. We have had Norman Bates show up a lot at the event, and we've had Psycho. I think the last time was Sweet 16, and then early on in the event we've got a lot of Norman, but I want a full like Hitchcock Presents type style house where we get a lot of the really good Hitchcocky up style haunts and movies.
I love it.
I'm down for that.
Love that.
100%.
Mm-hmm. But the Friday the 13th, can we entertain that for a second, please?
Yeah.
Yes.
My favorite Titan of Terror. Thank you. Because I thought about it. Why not do like a mega Jason house where you have all the forms of Jason?
Mm. Dude. Yes,
we need one. Cool. We need ones.
Yeah.
That
I mean, come
would
on.
Be good.
Including Space Jason.
Including Jason Goes to Space, because my thing is even in our Friday the 13th ranking, it was so like all over the place that you had Hunter and I versus everybody else. We're not going to bring that back up, but everyone loves a different Jason, and if you do like a big compilation house of all of the looks, everyone's happy.
That would be incredible.
Can we ignore Takes Manhattan though, please?
Because
CeCe likes it.
What? I do. Yes, it's not my favorite, but I like it.
Why? Never. No, we won't go that deep. Sorry.
Yeah.
No.
Carry on.
Wait, there's absolutely a Jason not movie that's called Jason Takes Manhattan.
Yes. He doesn't really take Manhattan. He takes a ship.
He takes Canada. He hits. Is it him who hits the girl with the guitar in the face?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the best kill in the movie.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Probably. Yeah.
He takes a guitar and just bashes her across the face. Best kill. That's it.
It's pretty great, though.
Does it make like a guitar twang when it happens?
I don't remember.
It's more like a rock guitar. I think.
I feel like it definitely makes a cartoony sound. It has to. I don't actually remember that, but it had to.
Hits him upside the head, and you just hear Bill and Ted go, "Excellent!"
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Has anyone else had nightmares about the VHS cover when they were a kid of Jason Goes to Hell? Because that terrified me as a child.
That is the worst movie of the entire.
It's scary. It's so
well, I think that one really probably resonates you with your family life kind
yeah,
of
yes.
your upbringing.
It's just a really scary cover too. Like it's like there's like a weird snake coming out of
his
eye.
Oh, it's got that weird alien thing on it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That worm that everybody that trans or goes into people's bodies and
yes, it and it's like, yeah, this is like giant worm thing, just like
yeah.
just coming at you out of the mask, and it's just yeah. sitting there on the like the
mouth.
No, the shelf, the shelf.
Oh yeah,
yeah sorry. The word shelf. Sorry,
I'm looking at the cover and I couldn't stop looking at the mouth, and I got very fixated on that.
Yeah, yeah.
I just picture little Mike walking through the local Hollywood Video in Utah, seeing that cover and just going to the floor.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
I could not walk through the horror section of like it was. There was a lot of other ones that terrified me, like the Hellraiser ones.
Yeah,
those are always very scary. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Agreed.
Absolutely.
All right. Nico, do you want to tell us your first one?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and do the low-hanging fruit that's pretty on brand for me. I would love to see The Simpsons represented, specifically
okay.
Treehouse of Horror be represented as a house. I know that will never, ever happen now, but, you know, one can dream like that. I would love to have, like, a fun house that's based around the Treehouse of Horrors franchise and have Kang and Kodos represented in there and... just like all of our favorite things. There's just so much you can do with that mm-hmm. universe of The Simpsons and with the Treehouse of Horror style that I think it would be very successful if they ever were able to do something like that.
Yeah, I would love to see that too. I think we've talked about that before, like amongst friends. We thought that would be such an awesome idea, but yeah. you know.
The Disney factor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like, and you could even put it like in one of the, you know, the blow up tents that's kind of near Simpsons. So
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Yeah. yeah. It would like all fit in. It would be great. Like they should have taken the chance when they had it, but
yeah.
You know,
really fun have.
I like that you what? Called them the blow up tents.
Yeah.
Like, and we all go just out there like they're an air and just blow them up overnight.
Well, I mean they're like air supported tents, right? They're just smaller versions of World Showplace, right? Those tents?
Yeah, yeah, I think
yeah.
they're like semi permanent, but not like
yeah,
yeah exactly. Yes.
I call them more like wedding tents, like you know when you go to like an outdoor wedding
oh,
and they have
okay.
a cover. It's like that, but they put walls on it. Or like an out I don't know.
Oh, okay.
That's what I call it, a wedding tent, but that's just me.
It's like a yurt when you go camping. No, I'm just kidding.
I don't know the official name for it, and I didn't want to trip over myself.
Sprung
oh,
tent.
You're good.
Sprung tent.
Sprung. Okay, I was right. I was like, sprung? That's too silly. I can't say no. that on there.
That's okay. We can't think of any words ever, so we won't judge you here.
So,
all good.
Really quick to discuss a potential Treehouse of Horror house. I'm fully on board. I'd love to see it. The one thing I wonder is how do the characters work? Because we know what the Simpsons walk around characters look like in the park. Mm. So how would this work in the house?
That's scary. Right. Ooh,
I was
I have
about
an
to
idea.
Ask the same thing.
I have an idea.
I'd love to hear.
Makeup girls here. I'm going to talk. Okay. Have you guys seen any of the old Bill and Ted's online?
Yes.
They did that one old guy. I don't know the Simpsons. Oh my God.
Mr. Burns?
Sure, mm-hmm. that sounds right.
Yes,
they did him in Bill and Ted, and he looked great.
He did look pretty good. That's true.
They could do it the same way as that. I wonder if we can find a picture for that. I bet you it's on the wiki.
Yeah, for sure.
But it looks so good, and I think if they did it that route, it could work.
Yeah. The other route they could go would be using something from my least favorite house of all time, like trying to do the clown's route.
So like fur.
Killer clowns. Yeah,
being,
kinda like that.
Again, being overly goofy.
Yeah,
exactly. So just lean into it.
But that's also
what
the clowns looked like in the movie. Like,
yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't. My thing is the costumes in the park. I always feel like the Simpsons are larger than me, and
yeah,
it like I don't know the Simpsons. I never watched it. Like my family was never. We were Disney like all the way. We did not like Universal until recently. Like I started that trend, but like. Bart and Lisa, like, they're very tall in the parks. Everyone's very tall.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not. And it makes me feel very short. Where, like, in Clowns, it worked because the clowns were taller than everyone in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's just me thinking.
Okay.
But I like that idea. I would love to see them try to do it, but Disney won't allow that now.
No.
Yeah. It's okay. We'll cry about it. And over a Dufftober. Well, Duff, do you want to go next?
Yeah, sure.
So this is something that we've, you know, talk about every so often, and I tried not to bring back anything that I've really pitched before. There's one thing I've pitched before that I'm going to pitch on this one just because I really want to see it so much. So I'll throw that one out of the way first. That is Train to Busan.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I specifically would like to see it as a scare zone. I think the way you could lay out, like I envision it like on like the at the railroad, at the station with overturned trains and stuff like that. So like having that space of a scare zone would help a lot. And I just think the whole zombie thing works better as a scare zone rather than a house.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's probably my favorite zombie movie ever. And I just think it needs some representation and a hunt.
I agree. Absolutely.
I still haven't seen it.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
No. Oh, you guys. Oh, thank God I'm not alone.
It has a train in it, so I'm excited.
Yeah, Nico perked up to it every time he hears
it. It's like
he
train.
Just for train.
He's all right, Walt Disney.
Oh my God. Do you have a train kit in your backyard that you just ride around for fun sometimes?
I wish I had a backyard, but I do have a train, I do have a train whistle here next to me. So
are we talking like steam locomotive or like bullet train? Like what type of train is it?
It's a bullet train in the movie.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nico's
so here's what they do. They wait until that bright line. The Bright Line is built at Disney, and what they do is they rent the space out from Disney. That's the scare zone.
Oh my God.
I mean,
oh,
there's
Lord.
A train. I don't know.
No, you can't have Treehouse of Horrors, but yes, you can rent out this space and overturn our trains. No problem.
We all know Disney's about money. I mean, come on.
That's true. This is true. Yeah.
The Brazilian tour groups would be very confused.
Oh my God. Can you imagine the chanting outside the overturned trains? Okay. I still need to see the movie, but from what I've heard, I think it would make a great scare zone. And I've heard you plead your case a few times, Duff, mm-hmm. for this scare zone. Mm-hmm. And you make a very convincing point. So I'm all for it.
Thank you.
And maybe one day we'll get it.
Maybe one day you'll just also watch the movie.
Yeah. I just watched Candyman. Can you give me
progress.
Credit?
I did give you credit on Twitter. I said
fine,
or finally, or something probably snarky, but I said congrats.
Some gif. I don't remember.
I think it was "It's about damn time" or something.
Yeah,
there we go.
It's fine. Well, I'm gonna go now.
Go for it.
So I have a couple of honorable mentions, but I might get to those later. I really want to talk about one. It's a musical that I think. Just the story, because everyone knows the story, would make a great house. And it's Sweeney Todd.
Yes.
Oh.
And I cannot believe they haven't touched on this story yet. Mm-hmm. And we're at 30. Like, we're at HHN 30, and they've never done it. They've done Jack the Ripper. They've done, like, they've done La Llorona. They've done, like, these stories like this. But they've never done Sweeney Todd. And we know that they can make the sets amazing. We know that mm-hmm. the characters are going to look amazing, the costuming. Just take the story and make it like as gory as it possibly can be. Because the Broadway show is gory, but like make it HHN.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to see it. Because like they could do the deaths or the burning flesh scent in like the oven room. You could walk through. You can see bodies like hanging out the meat grinder. This could easily be the Blood House.
Yeah,
oh, for sure. For sure. So I love it. I love it.
Yeah, I would love this house. Probably like a not so hidden secret. I'm a big theater nerd. So is Nico. I was I'm a big Sweeney Todd guy. Big fan.
Yes. Oh, I love that. My dream role is Mrs. Lovett. Like, oh,
yes.
Yes.
Oh.
It all makes sense now.
but yeah. That.
So for someone who's actually not a big Sweeney Todd guy, I think this would work great as a house. I mean, you basically nailed why. Like, it's gory as hell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. like, what more can you ask for? I mean, you can ask for more, but you know, that does the job on its own.
Right.
Absolutely.
So Universal, call me. I can help you write the house treatment whenever you're ready. I'm doing nothing. No. All right. Anybody want to start off the next round?
I will. Sure.
Okay.
Duff did his favorite zombie movie. I thought I would also do my favorite zombie movie. I think zombies, if done well, can be a lot of fun. But I feel like you kind of have to lean into the silliness aspect of zombies. And so that's why I chose Shaun of the Dead. I think they can be, as long as you really go on the goofy aspect, I think this would make a really good scare zone. I feel like Zombieland kind of tried to do it, and mm-hmm. it just kind of failed. But I feel like if you kind of push the envelope a little bit more on the silliness aspect of it, and it could be a fun zone.
Mm-hmm. I would love it.
Yeah.
I would love that.
I'd like another crack in a movie like that because, I mean, I wasn't excited for Zombieland, but I had some hopes for it, and it fell completely flat. So maybe they could do better with Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah, and I could actually even see it as a house as well. I feel like it would have a very Ash versus Evil Dead vibe
mm-hmm.
almost.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely could see that too.
Yeah, that would be cool too. Yeah, it could work great as a house as well.
I would love to see them redeem Zombieland by doing Shaun of the Dead and be like, hey, look, we can do comedy.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
like I feel like I'm in a minority here, but I loved Ash vs. Evil Dead.
So did I
love that show too. Mm-hmm. It was a fun house. It wasn't that scary. We all know that, but not every house has to be scary. We all talk about it all the time, but I would love to see it as a zone. Cause I feel like it would be way more successful than Zombieland. And I feel like they kind of learned from their mistakes in 29.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That zone I wasn't excited. I like Zombieland, but I, again, like Duff said, I had hopes.
Yeah.
We won't talk about it.
Yeah.
But at least you got Jogger Zombie out of it.
This is true.
That is so true. and the Bill Murray zombie did pretty good.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, got my second favorite.
Okay, yeah, that we just got to give those two credits and then we'll move on.
I feel like if we take those types of elements and we just put a bunch of them in Shaun of the Dead, like that's how that zone works, is you just do a bunch of silly zombies that could be fan favorites.
Oh, yeah. And a stupid movie photo prop.
Yes.
Right?
That's right.
Definitely
right.
How you do it.
Yeah, definitely. A little place that you can just pose with Shaun of the Dead poster from whenever that movie came out.
And make a team member stand there with a camera and feel so uncomfortable all night.
Oh my God.
That poor team member. I apologize. I was like, I'm so sorry that this is where they put you. I'm not. I mean, make a paycheck.
Yeah.
Duff, what's your next one?
So my next one is, it's a shout out to you, because I'm going to go with Candyman.
Oh, okay.
I'm not shocked. It's something that has been rumored mainly for this year, however you want to look at that whole thing. I think, one, it's a great property as a Horror Nights house. And then with the upcoming Synergy of the Nia DaCosta film coming out this year, hopefully that still ends up happening, please. I've been waiting. I think it's a perfect storm where it could come. It doesn't have to be this year. I think next year, it's still in that time frame where if the movie had just released late this year, next year is perfectly fine for mm-hmm. a Candyman house. Or even just go back to the original Candyman. I wouldn't be mad about that either. Just a shit ton of Tony Todd in there and I'll be happy.
Yes.
Agreed.
Yes.
Yeah, this is actually on my list.
Sorry, Mike.
No, that's okay. It was my next one, so I'll just do it now, too. Duff, you basically hit all the notes I wanted to say, too. Super excited about the upcoming movie. I think I would probably think that movie would probably make a better one than the original one, just because I feel like the original one is a little outdated in some of the characterizations.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I feel like this upcoming one is going to be amazing, and I think would make a really amazing cast.
Mm-hmm. Just imagine walking through like that little tunnel curtain, like you used to hear, I got five on it, but now you hear, say my name.
Yes. Yes. Have you guys watched the Shadow Puppet?
Oh, yeah.
Thing?
Oh, my God.
I'm so excited.
I cannot wait.
All right.
Yeah. CC, do you want to go next?
Sure. So I didn't realize we were going to do scare zones. So this is like an honorable mention or just like a last minute add in because I did houses at first. But I've been thinking about this ever since I saw this movie because I love this movie. You guys probably know this. Midsummer as a scare zone.
Yes,
because there are just so many important pieces in that film that you could put on like little stages, or you could even have the May Queen dance going on in the streets. Just so much that you could do here, I feel like, and I feel like it'd be very aesthetically pleasing. I'm not sure where I would put it, but I just feel like it would be great as a scare zone.
Yeah, totally agree.
Go ahead.
I said I actually pitched Midsummer for one of the things that we did on the podcast once as a scare zone, and I got some gentle ribbing on Twitter about how it could not work because this movie is all about the daylight, and once it gets dark, it doesn't really work. I still disagree with that. I think this could work. I think it could work in Central Park. I think it would be, Halloween Horror Nights, at least for the first couple of hours, is during the day anyway. So I think it will still work.
If Kilimanjaro Safaris can do a night long
sunset. I was just going to say that. Thank you. I was going to say, get that that sunset, you know, air quotes lighting that just kind of looks like an LED panel. Yeah, but
get the LED panels.
Yeah, you could. Or like even like very like bright spotlights. Stage lights. Yeah. And another thing I was going to say, because I was just thinking of the different props. And you know how last year with Vikings, I feel like that it would be similar when he goes into the barn and you see Simon's lungs and everything. Mm-hmm. I feel like that would be really cool to like have as a prop out there. Mm-hmm.
When I was on with you guys like 2 weeks ago now, I was really worried out of all the movies we're going to say, there's going to be one I hadn't seen. Luckily that didn't happen. Now it happened. I've never seen Midsommar. So
what?
Yeah.
Aww. I'm very upset. Yeah.
Okay. So I only watched half of it.
Yeah, it's on Duff's list now.
It's good. It's just very heavy.
It's been on my list. So, cause like, I know that's not a lot of people's style, but I really enjoy Hereditary. And from what I've heard, I'm assuming that means I'll probably like Midsommar.
So this consensus is usually Hereditary. You don't really like Midsommar, or you like both like me. Oh, so it's it's weird.
Okay.
I don't get it.
They seem so similar in tone and
style. I'm sure you'll like it. Just knowing your taste, I feel like you will. So. But yeah.
See, now I can't stop thinking about like the costuming for that zone.
I know.
This is where my goblin brain goes.
I like very obsessed. Beautiful.
Oh, that'd be so pretty. Like right at golden hour to take pictures. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Then they can make merchandise of the flower crowns and stuff.
Yes, yeah, exactly. They already make them. I literally bought one at 29. They make light up flower crowns. They can make Midsummer ones, and they could do bear hoods for the men.
Yes.
There you go.
Universal, hire me.
Those are the only two things I know about this movie. All right, those and the bear hoods. Then like them like around a maypole, but I've only seen the memes about this.
So. Okay. That's fair.
All right, Nico, do you want to tell us your next one?
I'll kind of piggyback off of Mike's zombie area. I guess I'll go through my zombie pick. Is going to be Dead Rising, the Dead Rising franchise.
Oh, okay.
I think that would be really cool to have something like that, just a little bit different of a twist on the zombies, how they were artificially created this way, and like have a. I was thinking of this like a scare zone, like have like a Frank West walk around character who's like trying to take pictures of you and stuff, and then like the zombies try to come out and like try to attack you, and you could have like many different things. You can even have a mini show there from Dead Rising 2, like Terror is Reality. And then you can like go and like buy Zombrex, like little Zombrex things that like you can drink and stuff. There's so much potential here with the Dead Rising franchise. I know it is a lot like Dawn or Day of the Dead. I forget which one is the mall one from George Romero.
Dawn.
There you go. I feel like it would be like, oh, we could just do that one instead. But Dead Rising has enough of like a little bit of a satirical twang to it where it would be fun to see.
I agree, Nico. I think video games have been definitely underrepresented at Halloween Horror Nights. I think we've had a couple of good ones, but it's been a while since we've gotten one. And I think I actually played the Dead Rising franchise, so I know exactly what you're talking about for once when it comes to like horror video games. And yeah, I think this would actually be pretty fun.
I played a couple of the earlier entries. So what's that, probably like 15 plus years ago now. It's been a while, so I don't really fully understand or remember much, but the basic concept I think works pretty well.
Yeah, it's this game. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't either, but...
It's a lot like Dawn of the Dead, pretty much like there. You're in a shopping mall.
Yeah.
Breaks out. A reporter gets in to try to figure out like why this is happening. And he finds some survivors in there among all the zombies, and there's like cult leaders in there and stuff. And it turns out like there's a big conspiracy because of some like beef product testing that was going on to try to like make mutant cows to like get the beef supply up. And it's a very intricate story. It's a little hard to follow sometimes, but I like it, and I think it would fit in really well as a scare zone.
Okay. As a
scare zone?
It sounds fun.
Yeah, I think as a scare zone, it'd fit in better. Kind of like it's like they set up like a containment area.
Okay.
And like you kind of walk in. Maybe like Terror is... that's why I kind of like mentioned Terror is Reality from Dead Rising 2. Like where you could have kind of like that competition. Like you're walking in and you're trying to, you know, figure things out like there. And you just see like different weird... like chainsaws can be part of that since that was a big thing of there. And then you can have like other like weird weapons, like zombies carrying like giant foam baseball bats hitting each other.
Yeah, I could see it working as a scare zone. I when you originally pitched it, kind of saw it as like a house, just because I feel like the mall is such a character of that franchise. As we were walking through all the different, and I feel like malls in Halloween Horror Nights houses have always been really fun. They're done really well, so I think that would be could be a really cool aspect of it. Like that's all you don't even need to know the Dead franchise series. If you just do like zombies in a mall, I think people would enjoy it.
Yeah,
I would love it. If you pitched it to me like that, I'd be like, oh yeah, okay, yeah. Cool.
Zombies in a mall, that's
yeah. No, I love that. And so I'm going to piggyback off of you. I actually went down the zombie route as well. And a video game, but not the same one. I want to do Left 4 Dead. I was obsessed with Left 4 Dead and Left 4 Dead 2 back in the day. Obsessed. Every time I got off or whatever, I would come home, play it, and not stop. And like be on like a party with my friends and just be playing it. And I think that this would translate so well, probably into a house. I don't know, because they go to theme parks. Like, you go into theme parks in the games. Mm-hmm. So I guess they could use that to their advantage and do a zone. Mm-hmm. But I would love to see a house, especially because, like, the witches and then the – I can't remember. What are they? The tanks? The really big boss characters?
Yeah. They, the floats? Yeah.
Yes. They would be fucking amazing in a house, like in a soundstage. Give me big sets, big characters. Give me all eight characters from both games. I don't care. Like, give me a chainsaw. Like, you can make it so cool because everyone had all the weapons and each character had their big, you know, character arc and their big. The coach is the one that sticks out in my head the most, but also because of Shrek is Love, Shrek is Life. But
oh god,
it's all ogre now.
Oh my god. But I would love to see Left 4 Dead probably in a house, but I would not complain at a scare zone either.
Oh, this sounds amazing. Like, I would love to see the witch portrayed in real life.
Witches used to scare the shit out of me.
Yeah, they're my favorite villain from there. Just because of how freaking scary those they are. Yeah, I am totally down for this, and they could easily do this. Like, Valve is doing nothing with this, and it's just Valve who owns it. It's not like any, I mean, they're a giant corporation, but they're a smaller giant corporation I guess they would love. I don't know. I think this would be a great matchup between the two of them.
Yeah, and there's so many characters. Like, I'm even looking just on the wiki right now. The amount of zombies that there are, the ones I remember, like ones that would sprint at you. There were the slow moving ones that would spit like acid at you. There's so many different like things they could do in a house with the characters. That I'm ready.
Yeah, and unlike Dead Rising, it's something that I played like a lot. I really enjoyed Left 4 Dead, played through the series. Mm-hmm. And like you said, there's actually a good variety of what you can encounter. Whereas in a lot of zombie games, movies, whatever it may be, there's not much of a variety. The zombies are zombies. So it'll be nice to have that change of pace.
Yeah, I hope eventually it comes. I know that they've done video games in the past. Have any of you gone through any of the video game houses? Because I haven't.
I did Resident Evil. Yep.
Silent Hill. I've been in that one.
Was it good? I can't remember.
I remember.
Resident Evil was not great.
I really haven't enjoyed either, to be honest.
Yeah. It was fun as being a person who doesn't know about Resident Evil, but now that I know a bit more about it from like Teddy and everything, and we've rewatched it on YouTube now, Nemesis looks like a Funko Pop is what he says, so it was just hard for him to like think that was a good house. I would like to see them do that like justice again, maybe in the future, maybe once like the new movie or something comes out, but that's a whole nother thing.
I did not play either of those games. I did not know.
I don't play any games except for Animal Crossing now.
I don't know how I found Left 4 Dead. It was like it fell in my lap and then I became very obsessed with it. And then I played Dead Island and then I stopped playing video games after that. So, but yeah. Okay. So what is this? Everyone's on three now. So let's see. Duff, do you want to kick this round off?
Yeah, sure. So I was actually going to say something that I've realized is almost definitely on Mike's list. So I'm going to push that to an honorable mention and pull in something else. And I'll talk about it when I know Mike's going to get there. Because I know Mike. And I'm going to go with something that we've already had as a property, and it's been slandered for how it was used, even though it's something I really wanted to see. And it's my favorite movie ever, and that's Jurassic Park.
Okay.
Evolution.
Evolution was a couple years before my time, so I never got to see it. I wish I would have, even though I've heard it's absolutely atrocious.
The John Hammond animatronic.
the whole hybrid thing's just not great. But I think if you did like a standard this is Jurassic Park type house, I'd say focus probably on the honestly just keep it to like the first two, Jurassic Park and the Lost World. I think would both make great houses if you kept those together.
Especially Lost World.
Yeah, that there's so much like dark horror in the Lost World. It could be great. I think if there's enough horror, like straight up horror in Jurassic Park, where if you just followed that in a house, that it would be a kick-ass house. The sets could be amazing. Pulling off some of the dinosaurs could be tough, I'm sure, or expensive at the very least.
Yeah, but they can do puppets now. They didn't really do puppets back when they tried it last time.
This is true. Mm-hmm. Imagine like a Clownzilla sized T-Rex.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Come on.
And they do a great job with the raptor encounter. Pretty much. So yeah, that would just fit right in.
Mm-hmm. I would love that. I think it would have to be a soundstage.
They're protective of the property for them to, I think, ever do that though. That's the thing.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not a franchise where you're like, oh, it can't be featured at an event like this because I don't want this movie where dinosaurs eat people to be taken the wrong way.
That's true, yeah.
Like, I think as long as they respect what it is and follow true to the franchise, then I don't see what the problem would be. And I think it would be a big draw. I mean, it's a movie that, like, a lot of people around our age grew up loving and still love to this day. Hi, me. I've had the same favorite movie since I was, like, 3 years old. Yeah. Embarrassing, but it's true.
Relatable, but not Jurassic Park.
Big draw. It could be a fantastic house, and selfishly, I want it. So, done.
That's fair. I think it would be so good. I really feel like they need to redeem themselves with that property. Because everybody knows about the travesty that was 2002.
The wonderful travesty.
Having not gone through it, I love it. You know, the fact that it exists makes me happy.
When we covered it for history, I fell in love with it. I was like, this is amazing. This is so bad it's good. Why did we not see this?
I'm not, in general, I'm not into the whole hybrid dino thing that's come up for, like, you know, potential Jurassic Park movies. And, like, the Indominus Rex and stuff isn't as crazy as, you know, that went. That's a lot different. But I think it would have been fun to see regardless.
Yeah, maybe one day, but probably not. Yeah. At least we're getting the Velocicoaster.
This is true.
Yeah, I will settle.
Yeah. I've just been staring at the videos on Twitter from New Jersey, just like, whenever it opens, I can't go. Just crying. It's okay. I'll be back.
Yeah.
It's okay. I'll survive. Cece, do you want to do the next one?
Sure. I'm going to kind of piggyback off the idea of puppets. And bring up something that was potentially rumored to actually happen, I think. I don't remember exactly the history of it, but I'm a huge fan of Gremlins, and I would love to see Gremlins happen. Specifically, I feel like, honestly, they could combine it into Gremlins 1 and 2 into a house. They don't even really have to, but they can, because I feel like, to me personally, Gremlins 2 is a bit more fun. I love them both. And I just, there's a lot of people that say, like, logistically it wouldn't work very well, and I get that, but I think there's ways that creative could work around it and make it work. So I would really love to see the Gremlins come. It's something that a lot of people, it's a franchise that a lot of people are aware of, like, even people who aren't into horror, like, even kids, honestly. So I feel like it would just be something, like, for a fun house to have.
Yeah. No, definitely. It would be like what we call a gateway house.
Yeah.
I referred to like Beetlejuice as one because I felt like it was very gateway. It had scary elements, but the source material is not the scariest. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, but I feel like they could really find ways to get you jump scares in that. I mean, there were jump scares in Beetlejuice. I won't spoil anything because Cece has yet to see it, but,
I
think it could happen.
Mm-hmm.
I think Ghostbusters and Beetlejuice have proved that the nostalgia sometimes, you know, makes the house better.
Absolutely.
So I'm not one to not slander Ghostbusters and houses of the sort. However, I was actually pretty excited about Gremlins. I think it could work a lot better as a house than, say, Ghostbusters. And of course, it would have to be puppet heavy. But I think that they've shown that when they do puppets well, it's seamless, you know. You aren't really missing scare actors at that point when they nail the puppets.
Right.
So, I think it's a little bit more horror centric than the previously named franchises. So, why not give it a shot?
I'm all for it. I think it would be good, and I think it would bring more people into the event, and that's what, you know, we hear them saying every year is that's what they're trying to do. Exactly. So.
Yeah, that's what my thought was, too.
My only thing is, do you think they would do it in an event year that's not 80s themed?
Yeah.
They could.
I mean, because the whole, like, era-based thing only started in 28.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know if they're going to really carry that on. I think, you know, HH and 30 was kind of supposed to have, like, a more 90s aesthetic just because, you know, that's when HHN started.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they're going to continue with the era thing or the decade thing at all. They might. Who knows? But if they go back to where the way they were doing things before, I don't think that matters.
Yeah, that's true.
That's very true. I like the decade theming, but I think 2 years of 80s, we need to move on and just do whatever they want to do again and not try to have this overarching theme.
Right.
Nico, you want to go next?
Yeah, sure. Let's see. Which one do I want to do next? I would love to see a... and I know this is going to be a little silly. I would like to see a... Kind of like what Mike was saying about an Alfred Hitchcock house. I would like to see a Martin Scorsese house.
Okay.
Here.
All right.
It was mainly like, I would love to see like Goodfellas as a house. I would like love to walk through that, like just the story of Goodfellas. Because I feel like there's enough horror elements in there and enough like gun violence that you could like really scare someone in something like that. I think it would be a fun thing to go through. But I was like, why don't we just like open up to the entire thing? Like you do, you take just three of his movies, like Goodfellas, like Wolf of Wall Street. You could have like a Quaalude scene where like everything is just like spinning around you.
Oh
and
my God.
You
have, vortex like, tunnel.
Yeah, the vortex tunnel for like the Quaaludes. And then you could have The Departed and you just start seeing X's all over the place and you just hear shipping them up to Boston playing blaring the whole time. And then you different actors who some have really good accents and then some don't really have accents. I would love to have like a Martin Scorsese universe like house. I think that would be one of the best things to have for me.
I love it. That actually sparked something in me, but I won't go on. It's okay. I thought of something very similar but a different person. So
I feel like you're really missing the mark here with not including Gangs of New York in this. You could add that in there.
Yeah, you know, with that, I mean, I like Gangs of New York. It's not my favorite one, so maybe that's why I just stuck with those three, because I like those three for completely different reasons. And maybe it's like that. I mean, it would be cool to have a little casino too. You go in, you just see Don Rickles getting hit with a telephone, like in there in the saddest scene in the movie. When he...
Oh my God.
You know, I went a little out there with my house choices, I guess. I always do. Cause like, I don't really watch horror movies. I'm not really a big fan of them. So I'm like, oh, what other things are scary? I'm like, oh,
I love this.
I do too, because I'm a big film fan in general. And you know what I was thinking, Nico? You could put the taxi outside of the facade, like taxi driver.
Right. Yeah. There you go.
I love it.
And then you could have like a really bad stand up comic outside of it, like trying to like introduce you in there. That's a very underrated movie. More people need to watch that.
Yeah, that's good.
Now, is this going to be a tent house or is this going to be a soundstage house? Parade building, which one?
No, it has to be a soundstage because of Scorsese. Yeah.
Okay, that's fair. No, that makes sense. That was a dumb question. What am I? I'm sorry. Did I miss anybody besides myself? I might have.
Guys, I have a third one.
Mike. Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Mike.
All right. So keeping up the theme of... franchises that aren't necessarily horror, I think that, and this has been utilized in the park before, and I'm gonna get probably a lot of crap for this, but I don't personally like the attraction that was in the park before, but I think a Terminator house at Halloween Horror Nights would be really, really good. I think kind of ticks all the boxes.
Hell yeah.
I love it.
Yes, please.
That'd be so cool.
It would be epic. I feel like that would be a really like amazing house.
And that would be such a universal thing too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Having that come back. Oh.
And I'm honestly surprised they have not done it yet.
I assume you mean the original, as that's the most kind of horror-esque.
Original, and I would say Terminator and Terminator 2.
Okay.
I think you could probably do those. Some
we could keep three out of it.
We can get three out of it. I mean,
you don't want
to make it a hot house, you can have Christina Loken lookalikes. Or is that's her name, right?
I don't know.
My 13-year-old self. Let's see.
You are asking the wrong person. Is there someone just going to be going, super?
Oh, God.
I was right. Christina Loken.
Hmm.
She was the third Terminator.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean,
Like, what else can you say? It's Terminator. Like, you have it all set up there. It would be really cool if they could, like, pull off, like, the T-1000s. Him melting through things. Oh, like, wow. They could do that well.
Oh my God.
I'm seeing like a lot of electrical shit, like sparking and stuff. Oh, yes. That'd be so cool.
And like, we don't have to worry about John Connor that much. We can like just have it basically be all Sarah Connor and like Terminator. Like, that would be awesome.
Mm-hmm. That'd be cool.
Just to have her just throughout the, because she's a lot better than John Connor.
It's true. It's true. And just like the sets you could get from like that grungy LA vibe. Mm-hmm. I'd love it.
Yeah. That'd
be cool. That'd be great. Dang it.
Why did you think you were going to get flack for this, Mike?
Oh, I get flack for the fact that I don't like the Terminator show.
Oh, that's what you said you're getting flack for. Yeah, you deserve it. Yeah.
Nico and Dutch always give me crap when I say that I'm not a big fan.
Correct. It's well deserved.
Mike, you're not alone. I didn't love it. I would watch it, but I didn't love it.
I am a huge Terminator fan. I always kind of found it like a C tease. Like it's good, but it could be so like it builds up to and then it just nothing there.
Okay.
I feel like like an actual attraction, like something that you could go through, even like a Transformers or Spider-Man style attraction for Terminator would be an amazing attraction. I think the show was okay, but it's just not what I want for a Terminator, an attraction in a theme park.
Yeah, I agree. Fair. But also, I never saw it back when it like first opened and it was like groundbreaking. So I don't hold the Terminator show like in a nostalgic place because, again, Disney family, we were anti-Universal. So, so that's what it is. We have a bias.
Yeah. The first time I saw it was like 2009. And I'm sure that it was old, like when you first saw it, like when it first came out, it was probably pretty cool. I saw it when it was probably like, okay, like this is great. Yeah. I saw it later in my.
Yeah, because like when I saw it, I was young, and like my sisters were even younger, and they were scared because of the like the shooting in it and stuff like that. Like it was pretty intense back in the day when you were younger. So I have that nostalgic too.
I remember it scaring the shit out of me when I was a kid for sure.
Yeah,
the floor drop got me as an adult still.
Oh yeah,
I would never not jump. Yeah. So that floor drop, I saw Bourne for the first time, and I was like, I swear to God, if they fucking drop the floor, I'm out. There is no reason for that. And they didn't, and I left, and I was very happy. So I'm going to go in a different route than everyone else went this last round. I want to talk musicians I think should have houses. And I feel like I'm going to get hate for one of them because it goes against my rant the other day. but hear me out. So I'm going to talk about the one I feel like that is less known. I put them both in the same one because I don't know. I wanted to please both sides of it. So for my my girls and gays, I have Kim Petras. I don't know if any of you guys know who that is, but
nope.
I have to admit, no, I don't.
That's okay. I don't think it'll ever happen, but she is a pop singer who like loves horror and gore. Her whole like her EP was called Boo Bitch. And it's got like a claw, like a hand. She is amazing. And her music is all like kind of horror themed, not like Billie Eilish. But she's just like a spooky bitch. And I think a house, it would have to be like a Shrek house. It wouldn't be very big, wouldn't be very grand, but it's more about the music and the videos. But another house that I think really is kind of overdue, and this is for the other side of it, Iron Maiden. Okay, so my rant, I believe it was 2 weeks ago about the whole Billie Eilish and everyone, you know, in your mom's basements and whatever, we heard it. I said I was raised on metal, and I was. My dad's favorite bands, Iron Maiden is one of them. I was raised, you know, Eddie. I knew who Eddie was before I knew, like, other characters, like Barney. So, I knew Eddie before Barney. That just shows you my life. So Eddie has so many different phases. Every album, he looks different. And they have like this amazing animatronic that they bring out on stage, on tour. And he's like 12 feet tall. They can make Eddie puppets. They can make Eddie stilt walkers. And the whole house can just be the different albums. And you're walking through, you know, what is it? Which one is it? Power? Oh my God. My dad's going to kill me because I don't remember the pyramid one. God. There's like an Egyptian one. So you can do a mummy theme section of the house. And it's just, I feel like it would appeal to, you know, I hate to say it, the straight white men.
The older crowd, too.
The older guys. that, you know, Billie Eilish doesn't deserve a house. Okay, here's Iron Maiden. Now shut the fuck up. But also, I want to see Iron Maiden, and it would get my dad to go to the event. And I tried to get my dad last in 2019 with Rob Zombie, and I almost got him.
Wow.
He wouldn't go. So I really think Iron Maiden would get him to go. And you would open up like all these older guys who think that they can't go. They're too old for it. Here.
Yeah.
Fantastic. I'm on board for this. I'm on board.
First of all,
I ranted.
As a straight white man, I will approve of this.
We love our straight white men, okay?
I must warn you, you're getting blocked on Inside Universal just for suggesting this. I don't know if you saw all that drama that happened there before. There's a guy who like created multiple accounts just because he wanted to keep like suggesting Iron Maiden. People are like, shut up, dude.
Oh my god. I had no idea.
Yeah. So he's an HHN meme now.
Oh, no.
He created an account and he's like, I'm his brother. This is unfair. Iron Maiden would be great.
Oh no. I had no idea.
I can't remember.
I am not that guy. Yeah. It's me. It was me.
Iron Maiden's a joke around the community a little bit.
I
have this thing where I am slightly tired of the whole metal's the only music you can use in horror. Mm-hmm. It's like, yo, shut the fuck up. No, it's not. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just what used to be, sort of. I mean, not even that, because in horror, there's also been, like, just a lot of, like, synth. Like, that's not metal either. Yeah. So I don't know where this came from, and I just kind of want people to stop with it. So out of my morals, no.
That's fine. It's okay. I understand. I knew it was going to be controversial when I said it. I knew when I said it, it was going to be, well, didn't you just shit on that, like, 2 weeks ago? But I had to bring it up. I think it would still make a good house. But I think the time we're in right now and the way that the community is so split, I don't think it's going to happen. And I don't think it's the time.
I do think out of all the metal groups you could have picked, Iron Maiden's a good one just because really Eddie, right?
Right.
I think he'd work well towards a Horror Nights appearance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But still no.
It's okay. I'll slap my own hand. Just. Thank you. I'm sorry, I didn't know about that guy. Now I'm embarrassed.
If you would have said a Warrant house, then Duff would have been all over that.
Oh, my God. Oh, wait a second. Do we want to talk about Cherry Pie as a song when you're entering a house? Because I will
be the hot house.
I will entertain a, like, Cherry Pie blasting as I walk into a house.
Plead the fifth.
He's speechless.
And if
broke him.
And if you said Jackal, Nico would have been all over it.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god.
Nico is a huge Jackal fan.
Def Leppard for me.
Oh, I love Def Leppard, but there's nothing like horror except Rick Allen's car accident. Like, I'm sorry.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
We just went very dark.
I'm sorry. Have you listened to this show before? I don't. I love Def Leppard.
Make a joke about him last week on our episode.
I think you guys.
Wasn't that just last week?
Oh my god!
Wow.
Hey,
this poor.
I like Def Leppard, but I mean, if you watch the documentary, they literally show his severed, like a fake severed arm. Horror.
Oh my god! I mean, yikes. You know, whatever.
Oof. Okay. Well, let's. Someone please brighten the mood. CC.
I knew you were going to call on me, and I'm not about to brighten the mood, actually.
Oh, no.
This is my second controversial house. You ready for this? You probably know.
Is it Terrifier?
It is Terrifier.
Aha! Yeah. That's why I didn't put it.
So, yeah. This. I don't know. I don't know what I can say about this, but the fact that it is one of the, well, I don't, it's not even that, like, it is, but it's not that gory. I guess, I don't know, it is.
It's the one scene. It's that scene.
Yeah, it's that one scene. I'm not going to talk about it. If you haven't seen it, just know that there's a scene. That
listen to our review.
It's very controversial / gory. So I think just the deaths would really honestly work for a house because it's a slasher film. There's not a whole lot of plot to it. I will say that, but it is one of my near and dear movies to my heart. And I just feel like Art the Clown needs more representation overall, because mm-hmm. he's a great modern slasher. And I feel like, I don't know, this will never happen also, just to be fair, because this is an independent film. But it just is one thing that I just thought of instantly, because I love it and adore it. And it's very scary and horror. So
Art the Clown as a scare actor would be amazing, because mm-hmm. he's so, I mean, effervescent is like the only word I can think of. Like he, I don't know. I am so entranced by him when I watch him, because his like character, his facial expressions, and if yeah. they can get actors and like the right appliances and, you know, have enough guys that can play that character correctly, or anyone really, mm-hmm. then I'm all for it. I think it'd be a great house.
Yeah. It'll never happen, like I said, but it was just something that I can see, you know, mm-hmm. in my head, and I feel like it'd be awesome.
Yeah. I mean, Terrifier is a movie that like I want to like a lot, but I don't like a lot, but I mm-hmm. think it would play well to a Horror Nights house. And like you said, Art would just be a great character to have. He's just so expressive. Someone would have mm-hmm. to nail the part for sure.
Yeah,
but,
that's true.
it could be a pretty great house.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's dirty. It's in a warehouse, like in an mm-hmm. old
grindy building. It's got the grindhouse. Yeah, yeah. And I love that. So.
But you said it won't happen because it's an independent movie. Wasn't House of a Thousand Corpses technically an independent movie when it first was a house in Hollywood and then a movie and then a house?
Probably, but it's still Rob Zombie. So
I know.
Everyone knows Rob Zombie. No, yeah.
That was also special though, because it was like built to be a house at the same time mm-hmm. and then things happened and then it got released as independent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one is so great.
It was a special situation, I'd say.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hmm. So. I'm down with Terrifier. I was going to put it on my list, but I knew you were going to put it, so.
Yeah.
I think it'd be great.
The aesthetic would be great. I would even love it, too, if it was, like, a black and white house.
Ooh.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, his outfit's black and white and stuff, so I feel like it'd be interesting.
That would be cool. Yeah. I have to admit, this might be a house that I don't go in, because the Terrifier is just a little bit too much for me. Yeah, it's just a little crosses the line of horror that I'm just not not into. But I know a lot of people really like this movie. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Have you seen All Hallows? Is that the? Sorry.
No, go ahead.
What were you saying, Duff? No. Oh, okay. What All Hallows Eve, is that the one that Art the Clown is in too, Cece?
Yeah, that was his first original appearance.
Have you seen that one?
No, Mike? I have not. I have not.
Because so my best friend does not love Terrifier, but he watched All Hallows Eve, and now he's obsessed with Art the Clown.
Okay, so I need to watch All Hallows Eve then.
Yeah,
it's not nearly as
a good way to jump into it. Okay.
Yeah, because Terrifier took two viewings for me to even kind of like it.
Right.
The second one looks like it's going to be better, honestly. It's going to have more, like, to it, you know, so.
Yeah. It's just that one scene I really think puts people off, because it goes too far.
Yeah.
For, like, general horror fans, mm-hmm. and I totally understand that. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they would even attempt that at HHN, that
no.
one scene. They might.
No, they would not, no.
Yeah. They, I don't, see, that's the thing, but they could just have a body that's already cut in half. We don't even have to, like.
Do you want
to
give a slight explanation? Because I know Nico has no idea what we're talking about.
Oh, right, yeah. Oh, okay. Nico, okay. So
I don't know if he wants to hear it.
ears. Let's hear this.
What kind of saw is it? He takes a little.
It's a hacksaw.
A hacksaw, and he has a woman strung up by her ankles upside down, and he cuts her from groin to head in front of her friend and kills her. Yeah.
Yes. No.
And she's topless too.
Oh.
So it's
no.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's
yeah.
Oh. What is
Oh,
this
Nico.
Film? What is this film?
Terrifier.
Well, I can see why it's called that.
I feel like we just like ruined Nico.
Oh, I don't like this at all.
He's like on the phone. He's like, "Mom, please come get me. They're scaring me."
I pitched The Simpsons and they brought me this shit.
I thought they were nice girls, but they're not.
Oh my god. Oh my.
Oh. Yeah, if you don't listen to our show, Nico is the guy who on a Halloween Horror Nights podcast that doesn't watch horror movies.
but it's okay. So fun. I love that though, because like the whole dichotomy it brings on the show is just
it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. It's not Cece and I talking about Terrifier, like, you know, nonchalantly.
I know, right?
Oh.
And just so you know, Nico, it was very graphic. They didn't hide much of it.
Oh, no.
About that.
Not at all.
Nope.
No. Okay.
Did it look obviously fake?
No,
it was all practical.
The whole movie is practical effects. There's no CG in the movie.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. And the director did all the gore.
Yes.
Oh, maybe we should do a live stream where Nico watches Terrifier.
No!
Oh my god. Yes. Oh my god.
Oh my god. Okay, Nico, do you want to brighten the mood a little bit with your next pick?
I was going to say Poseidon's Fury.
Oh my god.
You mean the terror mines?
I thought like it would be cool for them to like expand upon like the Darkanon like plot.
Oh, you were actually gonna say Poseidon's Fury?
Yes, like Poseidon's Fury. Like they redo Poseidon's, like they make like a special Poseidon's Fury like at night edition where it's like kind of like the original storyline, kind of mixed with like Darkanon storyline as well. I always thought that would be really cool for a house, just because, you know, it's almost wasted space, but I am a Poseidon's Fury stan, and I will stan it for all my days. And yeah, I would love to see that there. I basically just want the water vortex tunnel back again. I never did Terror Mine or whatever that was called. That was in that place. In there. Oh, was it Sinful Terror Mine? There. I said it. There. but yeah, I would love to have a Poseidon's Fury themed house, just because Universal already has that IP. So
I like it.
Just like build upon it. Yeah.
That'd be cool. Yeah.
But who's he stringing up and cutting in half?
Oh no.
My god.
Is it Taylor? It's Taylor. Oh no!
They're doing it with the trident. Down.
Oh,
this is terrible.
Is he like strung up right at the entrance of the water vortex too?
Yeah. Oh, the water vortex is red with his blood as he goes through. And...
Yeah. Didn't they? Am I imagining this? Didn't they tint it red or light it red for the mine? The one house that was in there. I feel like. Or maybe that was something else. I'm crazy. Ignore me. I don't know what I'm talking about.
My honorable mention was going to be Cats. So,
oh god,
the 2019 movie.
Yes, because it's a Universal property.
Oh god,
it's just James.
It's scary. I mean, it would just be them in the costume. So, like, that's scary enough terrifying. As it is.
Mm-hmm. I would no, thank you.
Just so you know, that's scarier than Terrifier for me, Nico.
Yeah,
1,000%.
I hate that musical with a passion that burns deep inside. Not even just the movie, the musical.
Yeah, it's bad stuff. I mean, even if you're a fan of Lord Andy Trash, which I am, it's still bad stuff.
No, thank you. No, what were you saying?
My fiance probably hears me talking shit about Cats, and she's going to come in here and beat me. She went and saw Cats 3 times in the theaters, and I still... Wow. I still don't believe it. Like, she puts up with me, but I have to put up with that.
Wow.
Dedication right there.
Yeah.
That's see that movie 3 times?
They have a Skimble have Shanks, like, shrine in their closet. It's great.
A what Shanks in the...
Skimble Shanks?
Skimble Shanks. Okay, you did say it right. Okay. I was like, did you just make up one of the cats?
Honestly, I thought it was made up.
No, Skimble Shanks. He's my favorite because he's the railway cat. And there, we brought it all back
full
together.
Full circle.
Oh my god.
Okay. Mike, can you help get us out of this cat hole that we're in?
Sure, I will get us back on track. So my next one, I think, is one that I think a lot of people really want to see come to the event. Rumor has it, it was very, very close to be coming to the event at one point, and that would be the Scream franchise.
Wow.
I love classic, like, 90s, like, slasher or horror movies. I almost said some of the others, like I Know What You Did Last Summer and Urban Legends. And then I realized why choose those when you could really just go for the best one, and that is Scream. I thought it would be on other people's lists. The fact that it's not yet surprised me, but yeah, Scream.
Yeah. It's actually not on mine, which is very surprising.
Really?
I'm the Scream stan here.
Yeah. I love Scream. Basically the first horror movie that got me into like modern horror movies as a kid.
Yeah, absolutely. It was definitely, it's very influential in the horror genre, mm-hmm. and still to this day it holds up. Like it's just mm-hmm. great.
I hadn't seen I'd only seen the first one up until last year when we did the ranking. So I finally watched like the other three, and I was like, oh my god, why hadn't I seen these before? And they're amazing. And I just want to see any house. I don't care what movie it's. Actually, I do care. Don't do three.
the scariest one.
Sorry, Jesse, but don't do three. I would love to see them do the new one even.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be cool.
I really want to. It would be
maybe
so
next
good.
Year. Oh, my God. Can you imagine next year?
Ooh, like 31 oh next year?
Yeah.
Oh.
I feel
because
like
the movie comes out next January.
I think sometime we're getting Scream. It's iconic enough that I think it's one of those that it's coming to the event one of these days.
Yeah, well, they've
clearly wanted it before, so
yeah.
Didn't they have the house built and then they
Correct.
Changed it
yes.
into the
yes,
purge?
Yes, it turned into the purge. Yes.
And the commercial and all that.
Yeah. Yeah. And the public's displays. my sister works at Publix and she will always send a picture before. And she's like, look. And I'm like, I know, girl. It's been on the spec map for months. Like, we're good.
Wait, so there was like an actual Publix displays that was shipped out to Publix that had Scream on it?
Yeah, it wasn't all the stores. It wasn't her store, but I know someone she knows had gotten the display that they were not supposed to send out, is what I had heard. And there was a picture with Scream, like with Ghostface on it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. But one day, maybe, please.
Yes, please.
Next
year I think it'll be perfect, actually.
It'll come.
Movie.
Nico, have you seen Scream? I feel like this is like
iconic enough. I've seen the first Scream, and I also saw the one Scream where it starts off with them in the movie theater and she gets stabbed
second
in the bathroom.
One.
Yeah,
second one.
That's the second one. Yes. Okay. I've seen those mm-hmm. two then.
I honestly thought he might be going towards three. Scary Movie, but
okay. Me too. Me too.
Scary. Yeah, the part where he takes a rip of a bong and his mask changes.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Oh my god. To be fair, when I watched the first Scream over again, I realized I had seen Scary Movie so many times, I forgot what happened at Scream and thought it was Scary Movie.
Yeah, they kind of blend together sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's all in the Scream to universe to me.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Duff, what is your next IP?
So I kind of don't want to go the direction I'm going to go, but I really enjoy this movie and I think it would work. And I don't want to go this way because it's another zombie kind of movie, we'll say. But it is right up my alley because it's a found footage film. However, we're not going to get it anytime soon because it's also about viruses and quarantines. And that's Rec, the Spanish film from 2007. Mm.
Okay.
A couple weeks ago, you found out that I really like found footage more than your average person. I don't know why. It's a genre I enjoy, and I think Rec does it. I don't know if anyone does it better. I think it's a fantastic horror film, and I think the sets and just the general scares would work really well as a house. And yeah, it would be perfect for me. Although under our current climate, we're never getting a movie about quarantining and viral shit again. So,
no.
Yeah.
You know, it is what it is.
Does anybody else look back on Dead Exposure and cringe a little bit?
Oh God!
Yeah, a little bit.
I didn't think about it until now.
I was watching a walkthrough earlier. Like I was just watching them, and Dead Exposure just popped up, and I was like, "Oh, and I changed it. I was like, "I'm not ready for that one right now."
So, it's all right. You can't yeah, see I don't. Anything in it.
That's fair, actually.
yeah.
Just close my eyes and hear the sounds. That's all it is. But I don't know this movie. I'm sorry. I don't know anything.
I've never seen it either, surprisingly. Really? But oh, I'm not doing sound footage very well.
Put it on your lists. It's very... If you're not into found footage, it's not like your super grainy found footage, makes you dizzy kind of found footage film. It has a more traditional cinematic feel while being found footage. I think it works really well. And the reason that cameras are out makes sense and stuff. So I definitely recommend it.
Okay. It's called REC?
Yeah, R-E-C.
Mm-hmm. R-E-C. Like record.
Yeah. Like record. Yeah.
Okay, it's on my list now. Thank you.
Is that similar to VHS?
No, not really. Outside of
isn't
it being
VHS like the ripoff version of it?
Yeah, it kind
of... Like the American version?
I think the American version is Quarantine.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Makes sense.
VHS, it was definitely influenced by it, but like it really isn't like it. I don't know. It's weird. Oh, okay. VHS isn't great, in my opinion.
No.
Okay. I also don't know VHS. I haven't seen it either.
It's one of the three ones I've watched. The three horror movies I've watched.
Oh my gosh.
You say you've watched all three VHSs?
No. No, thank you.
My God. So I need to watch REC. Okay, that's on the list. I will watch it and I will report back.
I look forward to it. Hopefully a whole episode recap.
You know, probably. My next one, I feel like some people are going to agree with me and some people are going to question me. The movie Haunt.
Yes.
Okay. So
I'm down already.
A lot of people I've heard don't love this movie. I really loved it. There's some continuity issues, like she, you know, steps on nails and then can run perfectly fine later, but we won't talk about that. But the concept, like, I don't even care if they did an original just based off of like an extreme haunted house where you think you're in a haunted house and then your friends start to die around you. And you think it's part of the show and you realize that they're actually dead. I feel like not right now, obviously not in COVID times, but I think in the future you can even do like scare actor plants in the line where they get taken out of the line around you by other scare actors. And they're like, you know, quote unquote, killed in front of you.
Ooh.
Like a door opens, they grab like the girl in front of your group and you're like, holy shit, what the fuck? And, you know, it's a scare actor, and then they kill her behind, like, a glass panel. The lights go out. Oh, kind of like that.
Awesome. Yeah, that would be really cool.
Oh, thank you. I was like, some people are going to hate this one, I feel like, because this movie, I hear not so great things. But then, like, Cece and I loved it.
Yeah, I think I think the movie's great. I think it's better than similar ones like Hell House. And to a lesser extent, even Hellfest is kind of similar vein. I think this one would also work best as a House at Horror Nights, so I'm all for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would love it. Even like I said, just an original around the same idea, an extreme haunted house, because they've never done where you're going into like a haunt. Like,
right?
It'd be interesting to me.
The repository, like a fourth wall breaking. Wrong.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, wronger than it already was, but.
You don't want to get tickled with a feather duster or whatever they did.
What?
That's what they did in the repository. Was like a, it was like an escape room haunted house that you paid for. It was it 26?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there was VR elements and they like tickled you with a feather duster to like simulate something.
What the heck?
Yeah.
Who needs fun when you've got feathers?
People like paid extra money for this and it was like $60-something and then took out like an hour and a half of their night.
Wow.
To do this house.
Interesting.
Wow. Sounds terrible.
Yeah.
Not well received for sure.
No. Just like the Amulet of Fear. No, thank you. But yeah, Haunt. So
I love that.
I really want them to tap into that. Again, I don't think right now, maybe in a couple years when we're okay being in a conga line again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And,
like, touching. I don't know.
Yeah, like, I see what you mean. Because, like, even just a fourth wall breaking house would be cool. Yeah. Like, you're literally going into a haunted house. Like, I think that'd be awesome.
Yeah. Well, thank
you. Meta. Very meta.
Thank you. All right. We should be on our last ones. Does anybody have any honorable mentions they want to throw in? Before we
yes,
get to
but
it?
I want to see if Mike says it first. So I'm gonna hold it.
Okay.
Yeah,
Mike, I'm gonna let you go first then.
Okay. So if you've listened to me talk about like things that I think I would really like, Duff's probably knows what I'm about to say. I am obsessed with the 2005 horror movie, The Descent.
Whoop, there it is.
If you're familiar with this movie, this is like an indie horror movie that was kind of one of the first ones that you could be like, it was indie horror movie, but then made like a shit ton at the box office. It kind of like led the way for like movies like Paranormal Activity and the other Blumhouse movies to kind of become a thing. If you're not familiar with the movie, it is set in the Appalachian Mountains in like a cave system with some female cave spelunkers that get attacked by these crazy like creatures. And it is I think what one of my favorite horror movies, and I think would make an amazing house, even if it's like you said, like not necessarily this property, just because it's kind of an obscure one. If you took this style of house and made it an original out of it, I think it would be amazing.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yep,
I do know of this movie. I've never seen it, but I know of it.
Put it on the list.
It's on the list already.
Okay.
All right. Really good.
It's on it. You think I'm friends with Hunter and he doesn't add to my list like daily? Yeah,
but yeah, no, this was my the honorable mention I was waiting for him to say. I knew it was coming. It would be perfect. First of all, the movie's actually terrifying. Like, it was the first movie that I remember like scaring the absolute shit out of me. And I just think the sets would be well, the creatures could be really creepy. Perfect house.
Yeah, it's a very claustrophobic movie, so yes. I feel like it would work really well. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Mm-hmm. I've seen like I'm pretty sure I've seen the trailer for this, because I know like you say it and I can see it in my head, and just from that this house would scare the shit out of me. So let's go. I'm down.
Yeah. And you can even bring back the Terramine helmets if you really want
to. Yeah. You really could. Or they'll just give out like little magic bands with flashlights on it.
Oh my God.
Disney's not using them anymore. All that plastic. Universal can go over to Cast Connection and buy them for like a quarter.
Oh my Lord.
I'm terrible. Sorry. I love that idea though. Okay, I'm gonna watch The Descent probably like this week now. I kind of want to see it.
Do it.
And Rec.
Do it.
You should also watch As Above, So Below.
Do it.
Okay.
It's kind of like The Descent in a way, in the sense of like claustrophobia. Mm-hmm. Claustrophobia. Yeah.
Yeah, I've also heard of that one. So at least I've heard of these. That's positive. Nico, do you want to go next?
Yeah, sure. So to go along with things that aren't horror, but I would like to see there and has horror elements, Star Trek.
Ooh, okay.
I think Star Trek would be very good to have as a property, because there's a lot of like different cool aliens that you could pull from, like either Klingons or the Cardassians. Not the Kardashians, but the Cardassians. From there, there's still, I mean, that would be scary too if they were just in the house.
Oh my God, I was like, this is going to go horror makeup.
They're already made out of plastic. Right?
There it is. There we go.
Low hanging fruit. There you go. Pick it right off the tree. There. But yeah, Star Trek, I think, would be really well. It would be cool to have like more sci-fi, like horror that we've seen that's like, you know, that we wouldn't expect, because I mean, we've had Alien in there before, at least Alien versus Predator, but it would be cool to have Star Trek, you know, to have a property that's really underutilized in like theme parks, especially now. Like in the 90s, it was better, but there is like no, there's like only one Star Trek ride in the world. It's like in Germany. So it would be really cool to just have Star Trek be represented like in the parks. And for Horror Nights, it would be fantastic to have it, in my opinion.
I have one question for you. Would it be Quentin Tarantino's Star Trek?
Oh, that would be.
Did you hear that rumor?
I have heard that rumor. I'm excited for that. I would love to see the Quentin Tarantino Star Trek, because I would like to see Star Trek go back to conversations and not about, you know, Spock punching Khan over and over and over again. Sorry, I'm too much of a Star Trek fan to probably go into this anymore. But I really would like the Quentin Tarantino Star Trek house would be great. Definitely. If you're under 13 years old, you can't go through that house.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You can't go in there, and
you shouldn't be at the event. But
yeah, probably shouldn't go anywhere near this house.
Don't go in the Terrifier house either.
Yeah, no. Those are the ones to stay away from.
So what you're saying is we just made like a TV MA event between Terrifier and this house.
Oh yeah, it would be great. Like you'd have to pay extra for it. Like you can only see this on HBO.
Oh, so a hot house.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my god. I know so many people who would like die over a Star Trek house. So I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, I've actually been like waiting for Star Trek to come to Universal in general. So like I'm not a fan of Star Trek, but because I've never really actually watched it, but I've just been hearing things for years, you know, and I feel like it needs to be represented there. And so I can definitely see that.
Yeah. Paramount doesn't need it anymore. they don't have parks anymore. They can might as well let Universal do it. Well,
right.
Oh my God. Star Trek. I do agree. Sci-fi needs to be more represented. I mean, there was that one Scare Zone Invasion.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I can't really think of anything past AVP.
Depths of Fear kind of was sci-fi.
Yeah. I would agree with that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's a whole genre like of horror that is forgotten about at the event lately, because we're more into slashers and 80s, like it's 80s horror. It's I get where we are right now. But it would be cool. Sci-fi was more like the generation, like my dad loved sci-fi, but then he like loved slashers because they came out when he was in high school, really. They grew. So I feel like he would also like a Star Trek house. So we need Star Trek, Iron Maiden.
Yeah, like what more straight white men properties?
Yeah, no more. Let's make the straight white men event, and then we'll make the girls and gays event.
I realize I have the straight white men with like the Goodfellas house and
I know
the Simpsons and the Star Trek house.
Okay, we love to see it.
I'm with you though, so it's okay.
Cece, are you also a straight white man?
No, not at all. I'm only white.
Hey. One other thing. Okay. Let's move on from this train wreck. Oh my god. Duff, you haven't said yours yet, right?
I have not, no. Okay. So this last one's going to be interesting because I don't actually care for the movie too much, and I want to use it to try to fix a style house that I don't typically like, and that's going to be using the Nicolas Cage film Mandy specifically as a 3D house. If you haven't seen it, I wouldn't be surprised if you haven't.
I haven't.
It is a revenge film, basically horror revenge film, where a crazy cult kills Nicolas Cage's wife and he goes on a revenge spree, and there's some crazy kills and the aesthetics are super trippy and the lighting is super trippy, and that plays in color-wise into a 3D house. I do not love 3D houses typically, so I think taking a property where it could potentially make it a little more enjoyable, even though I didn't love the movie, I think there's a lot of scenes that would work well in a house. A lot of the kills are great. And just like using those lightings more than just being, you know, usually when they do those colors, it's like Lunatic's Playground, which it just bright great. Well, if they use the colors in the form of this movie, go watch the trailer. You'll know what I'm talking about. It's more of like a trippy feeling than anything.
Yeah.
Oh,
So I think
it's like a lot of pinks and stuff like that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like going on an acid trip through an HHN house, but like you don't actually need the acid. It does it for you.
I love that.
I love it too.
Mandy, you said it's going on the list.
It doesn't have to.
It's on Shudder. It's a Shudder exclusive, perfect. I believe.
Yeah. Perfect. We love Shudder.
You really don't.
I haven't seen it yet,
it.
But
it's okay.
I mean, I have nothing to do, so besides record.
Pretty long, I don't know.
I know, but I'll get to it eventually.
Okay.
You never know. You don't know my life. Cece, do you want to hit us with either your honorable mentions and your last one, if you have any honorable?
Yeah, because I've been sitting here changing things around this whole time, and so Midsommar was one of my honorable mentions. I took one of them off because I feel like it would be... I was surprised no one else said it yet. So I'll just mention it. I'm not going to go into it. But I'm surprised no one said It Chapter 1 and 2.
It was on my honorable mention.
Almost did.
Yeah. Yeah, that was going to be some... That's something that I've thought of ever since the first movie was announced, that I was like, HHN would be great. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to go with something a little less... I somehow have two left. I don't know. I think I did an extra one. But I went with something a little less known. I don't know if the three of you have seen this franchise or any of the movies in it, but I know Jess has. I would absolutely love to go back to Louisiana
and
visit Hatchet.
Yes!
I think it would be awesome.
Take the Deadwater sets and just put Victor Crowley in it.
Yes.
Oh my God.
I would love it. It would be great. There's just so much aesthetic. And I mean, these movies are very campy. They're another independent film. But I've just finished watching the entire franchise the other day, and I just feel like it would be so cool because you could do his house, you could do the bayou, you're like the boat part, like the boat where it gets stuck. Like, there's just so many scenes I can definitely see playing into a house. And Hayes just a big scary motherfucker anyway, so the scares would be great.
Kane Hodder.
Yep.
I agree. I think that would be a great way. I mean, they prove that they can do bayou sets really well. Just, I mean, not recreate it, but they can take inspiration from Dead Waters again, put out some really amazing, you know, like bayou sets, and put some Victor Crowley scare actors out there. Holy shit. Because Victor Crowley almost looked like from Slaughter Cinema, the pumpkin, the carve guy, almost to me, like with the deformed face.
Gordy,
yeah.
Ah, that's his name. Thank you. I'm so bad at names, but I feel like, I mean, the makeup team could kill that, obviously. You just need big bitches.
So. And you can do, like, Reverend Zombie shop, so, like, Tony Todd's character, because he's very, like, flamboyant and dressed, like, with his makeup and stuff. Like, you could do all that. It would be so cool.
I love that. Oh, did you have another one you wanted to say? Oh, sorry.
I was going to say, I've never heard of this before. It sounds terrifying. I have mentioned on the show before, I find... this style of horror really, really scary. The only Hatchet I'm aware of is the middle school book.
Book?
Oh my God.
Everybody always asks me if I'm talking about that. And I'm like, no.
I did the first time. No.
Yeah. I had one left, but I don't know if anyone else has another one, and then I can top that off at the end. Or,
I mean, I have two left, but you can say it. It's fine.
Okay. Do you guys have any more?
Nah, that's it.
Nope.
Done.
Okay, shoot, Jess, we just overachieved, huh?
Hey.
That's all right. Yeah, go ahead with yours, and then I'll talk with my last one.
So I also had it as an honorable mention, but I did more of like a Stephen King mega house.
That's smart. That's smart.
Like, why not do it all? Kind of like you said, like a Martin Scorsese house, like just do the best of Stephen King.
That would be sick.
Yeah. I almost actually put this on my list.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I know he did. Yeah, it would be great.
Mm-hmm.
So,
like, which ones would you include in there? Like, just did you think about that?
No. No, I did not. That's more of a question for my sister. She's the Stephen King stan.
Yeah. Pet Cemetery would be amazing. Cujo.
Do we have to watch Cujo get hit by a truck? Is that one of the scenes?
Salem's Lot.
Carrie, you have to have a Carrie in there.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, that's great.
They just keep hitting the foot over and over again.
I would love it. So, like, Stephen King Mega House, I also put The Conjuring. I'm surprised nobody else said it.
Almost did,
I knew you were going to put it.
It's more of an honorable mention. I feel like it's going to happen. It's inevitable, but, you know, issues with the rights and everything. We almost had it. eventually it'll come. It's one of my favorite franchises. I know it's very popular with some, but then, like, very big horror fans, they find it overrated. So kind of, I feel like it would bring people in. And they could, there's how many movies in that franchise? You could do Annabelle, you could do Valak, you can do the actual Conjuring, like Lawyer, like whatever, pick something. But what I also had Haunted Mansion because that's
I love that.
Hell yeah.
That Eddie Murphy?
No, the Disney ride, not the shitty ass movie.
That's fair.
But that's, I mean, I have a Haunted Mansion tattoo. That's my favorite Disney ride. It has been forever. But then I saw Erin tweeted, or I think she tweeted or she was texting me. She said Graveyard Games was just HHN Haunted Mansion.
Huh.
Yeah.
And that was my favorite house. Yeah. So I was like, oh, all right, fine. We already had it.
Doesn't count. We didn't get a Hatbox Ghost replacement, so I'm not expecting
right? That is true. Okay, well, it's never going to happen, but I would love to see them actually, like, take, you know, the campy Haunted Mansion, the dark humor, and make it scary. Mm-hmm. Just my little heart would burst. But the one I actually had on my list is Dracula, the TV show.
Yeah, Scare Zone? Or
I don't know. Probably a zone, because I don't think it makes sense in a house. I don't know if you guys know what Dracula is.
I know of it. I have not watched it.
No.
It's very Vanity Ball. I feel like they could do a Scare Zone.
Yeah.
Almost.
So it's a drag. Yeah, yes. Dig through the ditches and burn. Yeah. No. This is a show. I believe it's a Netflix original, or is it sci-fi? It's one of the two.
It started independently, and then Netflix just brought it on,
picked
like,
it up
last year. Yeah.
So it's the Boulay brothers, which they are they're a married couple, or they're partners, and they're drag queens, but they are horror-based drag queens. And it is Yeah, it's RuPaul's Drag Race, but for scary drag queens, like horror based.
Oh, so this is my drag show. This is the one I got to watch. Got it.
Yeah. Oh my god,
it's actually really good.
And thing is, when they're up for elimination, instead of lip syncing, they're put to like really fucked up challenges, like who can withstand the most needles pierced through their skin, who gets the shittiest tattoo in the worst spot. Like, you have to prove that you want to be on this competition, and they do some fucked up shit. They eat like
nasty shit.
Yeah, brains. Like, and these queens will fucking do it because they want to win.
Mm-hmm.
And they're nasty. Yeah. Oh, it's so good.
Yep, I'm about it.
It's great.
Yeah, I have to watch this.
I'm gonna turn that on tonight, actually.
Yes,
it's great. It's fantastic.
This sounds like Hamburger Scaries.
Yes.
Yes, I love it.
Perfect. There we go. And like the Boulay brothers are like, they're horror fans. That's how they, you know, they present everything as horror based, and they always match. So I just feel like there'd be really striking looks, and you have like queens from everywhere. You have queens that are, you know, non-binary, trans. There are cis female queens. There are all kinds of queens. It's more accepting than Drag Race.
Agree.
Okay. And I feel like you said with Vanity Ball, like we had Vanity Ball, and that meant so much to so many people in the community, CC and I included, that I feel like there needs to be more representation. Okay, we started. Now let's keep going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And then the factor of the horror, absolutely. Yeah. I feel like Dracula would be fantastic. I love this show because they bring usually like a member of the horror community on each week too to like judge. And I'll actually talk about it in a minute. Somebody that was on there, it kind of ties in with my next house, but they've had like people like, I can't think of her actual name.
They've had Elvira
from The Craft.
Yeah. The Craft.
They bring like other drag queens on too, but it's a great show. It's very inclusive. That's why I prefer it over like some other drag shows.
And when they're eliminated, they're killed off in like a slasher movie type of way by the brothers.
Yes.
There's a whole filmed, like scene. Like when you guys watch, I would love to hear your guys' opinions after you watch it, if you do.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it.
The way they're killed has to do with the challenge that they lost.
Yes.
So it's all full circle, and it's like a mini movie almost. I'm obsessed with it.
Yeah, like if you see the first season and the production value wasn't that great, but it gets better as each season goes. And like every beginning of an episode is like cinematic, and then as well as the end.
Mm-hmm.
And then in between is like the actual, like, you know.
They go to like Burning Man. Like they're literally dropped off at like a Burning Man type festival and told, well, survive and drag. They don't like you.
Yep.
Like that's it. And they're in full drag. They have to like compete in like a like this,
it's like a whole Mad Max thing, right?
Yeah, Mad Max Fury Road. Ooh. Okay, watch it. CC, yeah, okay. Say your last one. I'm rambling.
My last one is, and I don't remember her real name either. I'm so sorry, but the girl from Hereditary was on Dragula, and Hereditary is my last choice.
Ooh.
This movie is terrifying, and also near and dear to my heart as well. Ari Aster is like my dude. But yeah, there's so many scenes that you could throw in this. Toni Collette on the ceiling banging her head. Like, there's just, I don't know. It's just a dream for me that this would someday happen, but we'll never know.
It's one of those things that I definitely want to include. I've never figured out how to make it work in a house. But I'll leave that up to professionals and say, yes, this would be great.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I could see them doing, you know, like the treehouse and just like different things. Absolutely. I feel like it'd be great.
I think this is closer than a lot of some of the stuff that we said that we can actually possibly see coming to the event.
Okay.
Definitely.
You think so?
Yeah.
See, I'd love that.
I
really wish.
Out of everything.
My worry is I think it might have missed its time.
Yeah.
It's still extremely popular, though. And I think I think we could see it.
Yeah. I hope so. So
one day I'll watch it.
I would love to see either of his movies show up there at some point.
Yeah. So
that's just my only hope. We've got Jordan Peele already. I need some Ari Aster. So
I think it'll happen. It's too popular. Like, those movies are too big, or were too big, for it not to happen. Same thing with, like, A Quiet Place. I know no one mentioned that. I don't know how that house would happen, but that movie was so big. Same with, like, Bird Box. They were all very big when they came out. But there's no, like, haunted house factor for either of those movies with me because it's, like, visual and sound. Unless you give, like, headphones to everybody that walks in. But I can see Hereditary or Midsommar way more, like, way before I can see Quiet Place or Bird Box.
I'd agree on that, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I've pitched A Quiet Place as a HHN house before. I think it would be really cool. I feel like it's probably just not ever going to happen just because of, like, what you said. There's huge hurdles you have to get past.
And the guests would ruin it.
They wouldn't be quiet. They would purposely be loud. Ruin the experience.
Yeah, that's true.
Just like the Haunted Mansion house. They just talk all the way through it.
Oh, my God. I can't. Don't get me started on that. I'll go into a whole other rant, and nobody wants that. Oh my God! So is that it? Everyone finished their lists?
I got everything.
Yeah. We got five on it. Mike liked that one.
I gave you a credit to laugh.
Oh my God. Well, thank you guys for making those lists. We're going to get into housekeeping and all that, but I did want to thank you guys. That was some work you had to put in.
No, don't worry. It's not work for us.
Yeah.
I honestly love Nico's perspective, though. The one thing I just want to mention real quick, he really inspired me with his Martin Scorsese house, because immediately I thought of a Quentin Tarantino house, which is my favorite director. And I thought that was awesome. And I feel like that.
And we do a Once Upon a Time in Hollywood finale. Cause it's like his scariest ending.
Yeah.
Oh my God, yes, a flamethrower and everything.
I mean we did get what was the Quentin Tarantino house that we kind of got? What's that? It's the name's escaping
From Dusk Till Dawn.
Till Dusk Till Dawn.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they did it after the show, though.
Yeah, it was the show. But that was a Robert Rodriguez, but I mean he was an actor in it.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Yep. All right.
So let's get into some housekeeping. Let's let the guys go first. So where can we find you guys?
Okay, I'll go.
Go ahead.
Whoever wants.
That's Mike.
Don't all jump.
Mike naturally does that, so I was just waiting for it. You could. We're a podcast about Halloween Horror Nights, and we do it not really 365, but try to do it once a week. And
we do our best.
Yeah. HHN365, we're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, any podcatcher you use, you'll find us. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at HHN365 as well. And then we talked about it earlier, but yeah, come check out Winter Blunderland, a night for charity. It'll be a blast, February 28th, starting at 7 p.m.
Yes.
And if you want to keep listening to a man who doesn't know much about horror but knows a lot about being 13 years old and being a Disney fan, then you can listen to the Diz Referee podcast, which I am also on with the Diz Referee from Twitter. Him and I talk about that. It's a very leftist podcast. We like to call ourselves Chapo Mouse House sometimes because of how leftist we get on there. But it's great. It's a great talk on there. And then there's also I'm 13, I Like It, which we do with my friend Brian Stoll, who has been on HHN 365 a couple of times. Yeah, we talk about your favorite thing when you were 13 years old. And we have a couple laughs, lots of tears as well, unfortunately. Trying to remember all the terrible things we liked when we were 13. So yeah, so come have a listen to that, and I will always update that on my Twitter, which is WHTKNKLNIKO.
Awesome. Okay. I know. Well, I want to thank you guys for coming on. You guys are one of the podcasts that inspired us to start, you guys in Catacombs. Mm-hmm. So we love having you guys on. We've had Duff on before, but now we have all of you. So thank you guys.
Yay. Thanks so much for having us.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
A lot of fun.
Yeah, I
agree with what she said. Actually, I just heard of you guys like last year, and it was right before I want to say we started the podcast. Basically, I started listening to podcasts, and because I was never a podcast person before, so I think it was your guys' show that really kind of I think my friend suggested it, and I just kind of went from there, and then Catacombs, and then we kind of started ours. And so I really want to thank you guys for doing this podcast, and I'm so happy that we were able to bring you on.
It turns out we have a very close mutual friend, right?
Yes, we
Cece?
Do. Yeah. We do.
Yes, we do. Oh, okay. I didn't know. I knew Duff, but I didn't know you knew him.
Oh, yeah. Well. He knows both of them as well.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Awesome.
It's not Hunter, guys.
It's not. Someone else. Hunter.
Yeah, Hunter too. But we met Hunter through this show. But yeah, just through the community. But this other person, it was a close friend of ours. And I'll...
Yeah, that's awesome. All right. Do you want me to do housekeeping? You want to do it, Cece?
I can if you want.
Go for it.
Okay. You can find us on Twitter at ScreamQueens85. As we say, that's always our most relevant social media. We have Instagram at The Scream Queens Podcast, and we are also on Facebook. Sometimes. but yeah, and we have a TeePublic now.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Do you have a link? Because I never remember it.
TeePublic.com/user/ The Scream Queens. It'll be linked down in the show notes.
Yep. I was going to say, I was pretty sure that was it, but I didn't want to stumble on it.
Yeah.
We are part of the Slashing Cast Podcast Network.
Yeah.
And anything else?
No, definitely check out Winter Blunderland. You guys might see our faces on there at one point. We are very excited for that. I know that Cece and I were both cast members, so the fact that you guys are helping out Cast Member Pantry means a lot, and I know you guys are doing something for Black History Month as well. I don't remember the organization, but I love that you
Black
guys are
Youth
doing
Project.
This.
The Black Youth.
Thank you. Black Youth Project. I love it. Amazing causes. I'm so glad you guys asked us to be a part of it, and I cannot wait for that. That is all, guys. Thank you so much again. Cece, it was fun.
Yeah. Thank you guys again. It was great. And everyone else who's listening, what was the thing we thought of?
Don't forget to stay spooky and scream, queens.
Yes.
Bye. Bye.